This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
You know, nothing says motherly love and mom of the year qualifier. Maybe not quite getting the award, but qualifier. Like the mother who stalks her daughter down in the woods, allegedly, and then allegedly steals the baby out of her living daughter. Yeah, pregnant, alive, taking the baby out, and then running away with it. That's mom of the year material right there. I don't know what the hell kind of material it is. That seems like shit from The Walking Dead. But it's real. And we're about to talk about it. 22-year-old woman, 3 weeks from her due date, Rebecca Park, walks out of her biological mother's house in rural Michigan. She gets in a car and for the next 21 days, hundreds of people search for her, volunteers with drones, dogs, horses, off-road vehicles, combing through dense forest, walking grid patterns, printing flyers, posting on social media, hoping she's alive, hoping she ran away, hoping she's hiding somewhere safe with her baby. Her biological mother goes on camera, tells investigators she doesn't know who picked her daughter up. She says some stranger in a black sedan with tinted windows showed up and took her. She says Rebecca told her, "Hold on, Mom, I got somebody coming to me." Says the car drove off slowly, then sped away. She says she has no idea what happened after that. 21 days later, Rebecca's body is found in the Manistee National Forest. She's no longer pregnant. The baby is gone. And according to prosecutors, the people who did this to her weren't strangers at all. They were sitting in that house the whole time. This is the Rebecca Park case, and it is one of the most disturbing things I think I've ever covered. Your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube as we continue to move through this. I can explain it all to you. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. You'll find us. You'll find this video. And then your thoughts, we'd love to hear them. Please do hit subscribe so you don't miss our coverage. We're going to keep following this. Wherever you may be listening to us on the podcast platforms, or if you're watching us on YouTube, hit subscribe. Let me set the scene for you. Boone Township, Wexford County, Michigan, about 200 miles northwest of Detroit, rural, wooded, the kind of place where people have land, where two tracks cut through forests, where you can disappear if someone wants you to disappear. I know the area well. I actually did morning radio in that general part of Michigan about 20-ish years ago. Rebecca Park was there on the evening of November 3rd, 2025, visiting her biological mother, Courtney Bartholomew. She was approximately 38 weeks pregnant. Her due date was November 18th, and she'd been to the hospital the day before because she thought she was going into labor. That's how close she was. Doctors told her she was 1 centimeter dilated. The baby was coming soon, a boy. Rebecca didn't grow up with Courtney. She was adopted when she was about a year old, along with her younger sister, Kimberly, and an older brother. A woman named Stephanie Park raised her, loved her, called herself Rebecca's real mom because she was. But somewhere along the way, Rebecca reconnected with her biological mother. And on November 3rd, she was at Courtney's house on South 21st and a Half Road. And here's what investigators say happened next. And what I want to be clear, these are allegations, but they come directly from the Wexford County prosecutor in open court. According to the prosecution, Courtney Bartholomew and her husband, Brad Bartholomew, lured Rebecca into their home that night. They forced her into a vehicle. They drove her into the woods. They stabbed her. They forced her to the ground. They cut her baby out of her body. Both Rebecca and the baby died as a result. The prosecutor, Joanna Carey, stood in that courtroom and said this was premeditated. She said the Bartholomews created a plan and conducted research before carrying it out. She said they left Rebecca's body in the woods and took the baby. The baby has not been found. The baby is presumed dead. This is, frankly, evil personified, Carey said. I've heard prosecutors use strong language before. Sometimes it's performative. Sometimes it's designed to get headlines. But in this case, I don't know what other words you'd actually use. Let's talk about who these people are. Courtney Marie Bartholomew is 40 years old. She's Rebecca's biological mother, the woman who gave birth to her but did not raise her. At some point, Courtney married Brad Bartholomew, a 47-year-old man who's a registered sex offender in the state of Michigan. You know, that couple right there, aren't they cute? You know, great choices being made throughout life there on those two's parts. His record includes a 2017 conviction for possession of child CSAM material. It also includes a 2011 conviction for third-degree criminal S conduct involving a victim between 13 and 15 years old. You know the type of person you want to hitch your wagon to? Seems like a good guy. He's changed. He's found the Lord. This is who was living in that house. This is who Rebecca was visiting. Why? Yeah, your guess is any. Yeah. The weight that we put on biology and the importance of it being shared and knowing those people in this country is astoundingly idiotic. Just because you share the same DNA with someone doesn't mean you have anything in common with them, doesn't mean you owe them anything the time of day. I get the curiosity, without a doubt. But once your answer is, this is where you came from, this is why you were adopted by a loving family. If you're out there and you run into that situation and that's the shit, turn back around and go, all right, got my answer. There was a very good reason. These people can't make good decisions and they never will. So let's not get in any way in the orbit of monsters like this shit. I'm not victim blaming here. I'm saying learn from these mistakes. Because you don't want to be remotely in the orbit of people like this. They're never going to make good choices. It will always be about them. And they'll go to any degree needed to continue to make the world about them and their decrepit lives. This is who allegedly helped plan and execute what happened to her. Mom. Brad Bartholomew is being charged as a habitual offender, fourth offense notice, which means if convicted, he's looking at life in prison. We couldn't keep him away before, but now, since more tragedy has struck, never saw that coming. Courtney is facing the same charges, first-degree premeditated murder, felony murder, torture, conspiracy to commit torture, assault of a pregnant individual, intentionally causing miscarriage or stillbirth, conspiracy to commit that same assault, unlawful imprisonment, and removal of a dead body without permission from the medical examiner. Eight charges each. Both were denied bond, both appeared in court via video from the Wexford County Jail, and both are now sitting in cells while investigators continue searching for that baby. Hey guys, Michigan is very wooded. We pointed it out at the beginning of this video. It's wooded, it's desolate, it's a great place to hide a body. Going to take a wild guess, nobody is going to notice much if these two just suddenly, well, I don't know, they were in the cell 1 minute, and now they're not. I don't know what happened to them. I don't know. Oh, by the way, you have large lakes up there, too. Great. Great for sinking things. Just put on the old Edmund Fitzgerald song and grab a few boat anchors. I heard coffee cans make great ones from Scott Peterson. Or maybe you don't want to do that. You get caught. You know, there's a lot of ways. There's a lot of ways to make this whatever that is, whatever those are, they're not human. If, in fact, these charges are legit, go away. Here's the part that makes the process even harder to process. For 3 weeks, Courtney Bartholomew played the grieving mother. She talked to reporters. Of course she did. Not a part of her life forever. Suddenly, oh my God, look at me. Huh, Anna Kempner. That's sort of same thing going on too. Is not that she had anything to do with her daughter's death, but suddenly, oh my gosh, I suddenly give a shit. She talked to reporters. She told them she was the last person to see Rebecca alive. She described the mysterious black car. She said she had no idea who was driving it. She said Rebecca told her she had somebody coming and then just left. She said Rebecca's phone was found on a two-track road near her house, and she wondered aloud whether Rebecca had tried to come back and knock on the door without anyone hearing. Meanwhile, search parties were forming. Volunteers met at the Meyer parking lot in Cadillac, Michigan. Been there. In fact, my phone is actually registered to Cadillac. That's where I originally got my phone number all those years ago. They brought drones, they brought horses, they brought ATVs, they walked through dense overgrown forests in November weather trying to find a pregnant woman who had seemingly vanished into thin air. A $12,000 reward was offered. Multiple law enforcement agencies got involved. Michigan State Police, the FBI, sheriff's offices from surrounding counties. Tips poured in. None of them led anywhere. And the whole time, according to prosecutors, Courtney knew exactly where Rebecca was because Courtney allegedly put her there. Rebecca's body was found November 25th, 21 days after she disappeared. And here's the gut punch. It was her father who found her. Not her biological father, her real father, the man who adopted her and raised her, the one who actually loved her. He was out searching with a volunteer party on a two-track road near Courtney's house when he came across her remains, his daughter in the woods, no longer pregnant. The Wexford County Sheriff's confirmed that the baby was not present when Rebecca's body was discovered. An autopsy confirmed her identity and confirmed she was no longer pregnant. The official cause of death hasn't been released, but the charges tell you everything you need to know about what prosecutors believed happened. Now let's talk about the others. Richard Lee Farler is 43 years old. He was Rebecca's fiancé. He's the father of the baby that she was carrying, and he's also a registered sex offender. Currently listed as non-compliant with Michigan's registry requirements, he has multiple prior convictions for criminal sexual conduct. He spoke to reporters in the days after Rebecca disappeared, pleading for her safe return. He said they'd been together for over 2 years. He said even when she wasn't with him, she was always in contact. He said her phone being found on that two-track meant something was wrong. The night Rebecca's body was found, Farler was arrested, not for murder, but for meth distribution. Two counts. He's being held on $1 million bond. The judge called him a threat to the community and a flight risk. Because of his prior record, he qualifies as a habitual offender, which means he's facing potential life sentence on the drug charges alone. His charges have not been directly connected to Rebecca's death, but the timing of that arrest, the same night her body was found, tells you investigators, also had their eye on him. Then there's Kimberly Park, Rebecca's half-sister, also adopted by Stephanie Park, 21 years old. She was arrested in the early morning hours of November 26 and charged with tampering with evidence, lying to police officers during a violent crime investigation, and filing a false report of a felony. According to the felony complaint, Kimberly told investigators that the Bartholomews struck Rebecca in the head, causing a seizure, and then took her body away. That was apparently a lie, or at least it wasn't the truth, because what prosecutors are now alleging is far worse than someone being hit in the head. They're alleging torture. They're alleging a forced cesarean in the woods. They're alleging premeditated murder on both mother and child. Kimberly's bond was set at $750,000 cash. She's still in the Wexford County Jail. Her exact role in all this remains unclear, but she lied to police. She allegedly tampered with evidence, and now she's sitting in a cell while her biological mother faces murder charges for killing the sister she grew up with. I want to take a moment here to talk about Rebecca herself, because in cases like this, the victim can get lost in the horror of what was done to them. And Rebecca Park was a person, a real person with a life and a history and people who loved her. Her adopted mother, Stephanie Park, broke her silence after Rebecca's body was found. She said she stayed quiet during the search because she didn't want to jeopardize the investigation. She said she never believed Rebecca had run away with a baby. She said the family had been preparing for this outcome, though not, she added, for anything as gruesome as this. Stephanie said Rebecca was deeply loved. She said Rebecca had some mental illness and some troubles, and that she was a loving person. She said Rebecca deserves to be remembered as a sweet girl she was when she was younger. That's who we're talking about here, a young woman who struggled, who reconnected with a biological family, who was 3 weeks away from becoming a mother herself, who walked out of a house in rural Michigan and never came back. The courtroom was packed when the charges were read. Dozens of people who had spent weeks searching for Rebecca sat in the gallery. Outside, cars in the parking lot had signs taped to them, "Justice for Rebecca and Baby Park." The community had rallied around this case. They'd given their time, their resources, their hope, and now they were watching the people accused of this crime appear on a video screen from jail. No motive has been disclosed. The prosecutor hasn't said why. The defense hasn't commented. The public defender's office said the case is being sent to conflict counsel, so they won't be making any statements. We don't know why Courtney Bartholomew allegedly did this to her own daughter. We don't know why Brad Bartholomew allegedly helped. We don't know what they wanted with the baby. We don't know where the baby is. What we do know is that Rebecca Park trusted the wrong people. She went to her biological mother's house. She got in a car and she never came home. There's a detail in this case that I keep coming back to. On the day she disappeared, Rebecca received about $2,000 in cash from a family inheritance. Investigators noted that this could have helped her avoid electronic tracking. No credit card transactions, no digital trail. At the time, that detail seemed to suggest she might have left voluntarily, that she was hiding, that maybe she'd turn up. Now, that detail reads a little differently, because if you're planning to kill someone and take their baby, you probably don't want any electronic trail either. You probably want cash. You probably want isolation. You probably want a two-track road in the middle of the Manistee National Forest where nobody's going to find anything for 3 weeks. A search for the baby is ongoing. The Wexford County Sheriff's Office, Michigan State Police, and the FBI are all involved. They've asked the public not to interfere with the active investigation sites. They've set up a tip line. They've asked anyone with information to come forward, but let's be honest about what they're searching for at this point. They're not looking for a living child. They're looking for remains. They're looking for evidence. They're looking for whatever's left of a baby who was allegedly cut from his mother's body in the woods and taken somewhere that has yet to be found in a vast forest where winter is now setting in and animals are searching for food. I don't know what happened in that house. I don't know what was said. I don't know what Courtney Bartholomew was thinking when her daughter walked through the door 3 weeks before her due date. I don't know if Rebecca had any idea of what was about to happen to her. What I know is what the prosecutor said in court, that this was planned, that research was conducted, that a vehicle was used to transport her into the woods, that she was stabbed, that she was forced to the ground, that her baby was cut out of her, that she was left there to die. And I know that for 21 days, the woman who allegedly did this stood in front of cameras and pretended to be a victim, pretended not to know, pretended to grieve. There are people in this world who do unspeakable things. That's not news. That's not a revelation. But every once in a while, you come across a case that reminds you just how dark it can get, how close the monster can be, how easily trust can be weaponized. Rebecca Park was 3 weeks away from holding her son. She was 22 years old. She walked into her biological mother's house on a November evening, and she never walked out. Her adoptive mother says she deserves to be remembered as the sweetest girl she was. And she does. She does deserve that. But she also deserves something else. She deserves for people to know what allegedly happened to her. She deserves for the people who did this to face justice. And she deserves for her baby to be found. And right now, that's all anyone can give her. The investigation continues. The baby is still missing. The defendants are in custody and somewhere in Wexford County, a family is bearing a daughter that they raised, a daughter they loved, a daughter who was taken from them in a way that defies comprehension. Evil personified. That's what the prosecutor called it. I do not have a better word. Your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube, please. This is just... what the hell? What goes through one's mind that this is what you decide to do one day? Oh, my daughter, who I gave it for adoption, and now we found each other all these years later. Let's go for a hike. Let me cut that baby out of you. I mean, what? I know we're, you know, everybody's going meth. I mean, certainly it sounds like that was in the circle here. My God. It's like The Walking Dead. It really is. And the folks that are presenting as zombies in real life before they've committed any crime, they need to be dealt with. Because you know what happens in The Walking Dead? The zombies win. They take over. And I feel like we're in the early stages. your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski. Please press subscribe while you're there. Until next time, I'm Tony Brewski. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.